dragon, and they have treated Donald Trump and, like, General Flynn and others like trash.
Yeah.
So somebody needs to, you know, blow their lid off about it.
They're all in. They're all part of the, it's like Carlin says, and we play that clip every Thursday, the owners. They're all part of the same club, man. They do not want Donald Trump reelected, and they couldn't be more obnoxious and obvious about it.
Well, and they're all, and they're foot dragging. Like I said, they're hoping to get to November and get the, you know, a new administration, and then all this goes away. You know, so it's obvious. It's obvious to anybody that, you know, even has a little bit of reason. So I was hoping you'd play me that nurse for the. You know, menstrual cycle nurse, whatever she called.
OBGYN.
The OBGYN.
Yeah, the OBGYN. There you go, that one.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay, thank you.
We haven't played that one.
Have a good one. Have a good weekend.
Right, you too, man.
All right, here's what we'll do right now. Let's redeem the winning word from this morning while we have a break in the action. 272-9228. If you were listening between 6 and 9, you heard it. Call now. 272-9228.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
All right, we're going to find ourselves a Wing Fingers winning word winger. 272-9228. As we go down the line, your caller one, try again quickly. Your caller two, try again quickly. Caller three. Don't send us a fax. Caller four, thanks for trying. Caller five, close, no cigar. Your caller six, you just missed. And who do we have on this line? Hello? Who?
I'm sorry. There we go. Steve Millbrook.
Steve from Millbrook.
Steve from Millbrook. Steve, that winning word.
Steve?
Yes, I'm here.
The winning word for this morning?
What are you doing, Steve?
The word, if I remember correctly, from early this morning is saucing.
Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Just like Rosie, who was saucy at times.
Oh, yeah.
That's what inspired it, Rosie's sauciness.
Rosie is a sense, but Rosie does look good.
Yes, Rosie, you do look good.
You are habit-forming, Spotlight.
I love that line. Every time he says, you're looking good, you're looking good.
Yeah.
Well, he knows when to say it.
Right. That's part of it.
It's placement that matters. Steve, hang on. You get to talk Saucy Rosie privately now.
All righty.
She's single. She likes long walks on the beach. What?
Could you play you some what?
Can you stomp some weasels? I'd like to stomp some weasels.
Oh, yeah. We'll stomp some weasels. Hang on. And, oh, my goodness, look at the time. Or as Rich Thomas likes to say once in a while,
boy, look at the time.
And now a star is born. On August 14th, 1945, the world welcomed little baby Steve Martin. The superstar comedian has often recalled the story of his birth.
It was never easy for me. I was born a poor black child.
Steve Martin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Ann Carrick. Promises of another stimulus check coming from the president.
I've directed the Secretary of the Treasury to get ready and send direct payments, $3,400, for a family of four to all Americans. Democrats are holding this up.
Both political parties broadly support sending another cash payment with the necessary qualifications nearly identical to the first stimulus check.
Fox's John Decker. tracking and preventing looting in Chicago.
We have over 8,000 businesses that have signed up since we activated this app back in June. We need everyone in every business across the city to step up and sign up for these alerts so we can keep you in the loop when anything is happening in your area.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot announcing a new police plan with an alert app. America's listening to Fox News.
Get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted.
Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Yeah.
My home gets foreclosed.
Rub some bacon on it.
My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Bacon on it. Rub some bacon on it. Yeah. On it.
I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Gynecological and Psychiatric Center for Women. Keeping women feeling and acting right since 1980-something. Your call is very important to us. We estimate that your wait time is going to be a while. I must advise you that your call may be monitored for quality insurance purposes. If you was toe up on your last visit and cannot remember your doctor name, or if you is a first-time patient, please press 0 and we will play a list of names of our verifying physicians. For our man-hating patients, we have Dr. Julie, who is a lovely alternative to the men. If this is an emergency, perhaps you have run out of your anxiety medication, or you have suffered an acute and sudden vagical fallout which has left you confused and laid out. Please press 1 and ask for Gail Fallopia, RN, from our emergency department. She will help you get yourself together in time for your appointment. If you have discovered that you are able to nurse your baby simply by standing next to his crib and leaning forward, please press 2. Chances are very good that you need to speak with someone in our mammary gravitational pull department. If you have recently received the results of your annual examination and there was not a happy face wrote on your postcard, please press 3 to make an appointment, as there is a good chance that you may have a potential suit. This is not a reference to a lawsuit, neither. Suit is an acronym for something up in there, which is what you might be suffering from at the present time. Something up in there was the number one cause of death in women between the ages of 18 and 80 last year, so it would be best to verify if you have suit. If you are feeling particularly irritable today, Please, Lord, do everybody a favor, and for God's sake, and please press 4 for directions to our PMS waiting room. There you will find a bowl full of chocolate and a cooler full of Diet Dr. Pepper. For your enjoyment, the Lifetime Channel will be playing back-to-back reruns of The Nanny and The Golden Girls all day, with a break in between for the Montel Williams Christmas special. We are sorry, but due to the incident with Mrs. Von Keefe and the pharmaceutical rep, we will no longer be featuring Fatal Attraction on our big screen. As a matter of fact, we will not show any films whatsoever featuring Miss Glenn Close, as it causes some of our ladies to experience flashbacks.
She's ugly anyway.
Please remain seated. Someone will come for your arbitrarily angry ass when it is time for your appointment. Please know that our doctors and staff wear the traditional green scrubs as a reminder to you that your cash dollars will be due at the end of your visit with us today. We hope you enjoy your experience with us, and please leave your comics at the desk after you have paid your bill. And have a blessed day.
There is a little 2-4 here on All Request Friday. Well, mostly All Request. We have a few things to say, too. So, we just had Austin. I didn't know when Austin was going to be here. I just happened to walk down to check traffic a few minutes back, and I see this big, beautiful truck, and yeah, there he is. So came around, and Seth came out with the pie, and thank you, Austin. Greatly appreciate it. It was great to meet you, and guess what Seth looked at him and said?
You look good today,
man.
You look good.
Austin, you did, man. Even better with that pie in your hand.
So thank you, Austin. Thank you for everybody. And if you're just... He's always wanted to have one of the key lime pies, and... So a couple of weeks ago, I taught my stepson how to make these. And the exact point, he's like a chemist.
It's about the
and measuring ingredients and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he, I mean, they're, you couldn't have a factory produce them more consistently than he's doing it.
I can't help but picture the Lucille Ball cake factory.
I know, I understand, but that's not happening.
I see you cranking up the conveyor belt. That's right. Keep it going, show. Keep it going.
My question is he sick of making them yet?
No, because it's all going to help him pay his college expenses. Tuition, books.
That's great, man. But to be able to see that coming in.
You know how many pies we have to sell to pay for this book we just had to buy? It was $230. So it's like that's 12 pies.
Yeah.
Oh.
12 pies for a book.
Okay.
That book cost more than my first year at Illinois did.
It's so nice that we're able to help him like that, because I mean, my whole life I've heard people and the prices of what the books are. Books are $200, $300, $400, $500, man. It's ridiculous. And all you do is you open it up, you look at it once, and then you end up having to sell it or something.
Used, baby.
Yeah, man.
Unbelievable. Let's visit with Duke for a minute, shall we? At
278-228.
What's up? Hey, Duke.
How are y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing fine. Enjoying the show. I just wanted to make a request.
Yes.
Can I get the One Eye, One Eye Love?
Oh.
and y'all
you
and y'all
are
know
so who, predictable.
And y'all
you and
y'all know you knew who it's for, Gigi.
Yeah.
Hey, my name has been hijacked. My dog's name has been hijacked by some people. So.
Really?
Anyway, Duke. I don't know if y'all know, but anyway.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Thank you, dude.
Right, y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
All right, it's 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. We've had some rain come through right now in our particular neck of the woods between the Boulevard Imperial Road. It's steamy and the sun is blazing, but we have more showers that are on the way. Let me quickly go back to the Live and Fear Doppler here and refresh it. Looks to me like there's a big line that's approaching the western part of the state out of Mississippi, and I want to see that one there?
Mm-hmm.
It's just west of Demopolis now, and it's a long line, so some or part of that will come through here at some point. And hitting the refresh button, yeah, this little line has pretty much passed to the east, but there are more on the way. And if you take a look at the line that's off in the west, there's only one way to react.
Coloritis!
272-9228, your thoughts, anything in particular you want to discuss? It's all on the table today. I got to tell you, while the media is foaming at the mouth about what a great candidate Kamala Harris is, and keep in mind, Kamala got 3% support from her own party in the primaries. 3%. She couldn't get them excited. I don't know. They are completely blowing it. If they think they can win, they have to be able to convince Trump voters to vote for their person, because nobody that voted for Trump is not going to vote for him now. And a lot of people, whether you want to admit it or not, are moving into Trump's camp every day, because with the passing of time, people are realizing we've been lied to. This historic peace treaty that was signed yesterday got like 10 seconds on the news. They're all in the same club, the one that Carlin talks about, and they're trying to spin everything their way. And all of a sudden, and it just made me laugh when I saw Hillary offering her services to Joe Biden. Like I said, Clinton Foundation donations must be running a little bit low. Anyway, it's something you want us to play today. We do that too, 272-9228. I think I'm going to make a list of bits that we'll play if you buy a key lime pie.
Ooh.
Yeah, interesting.
Just a few.
Interesting.
Do we have any Kennison that you can play?
I don't know if we have any. Sam, I can get some very easily.
That'd be cool, man.
Sam did not do too many radio-friendly things.
Yeah, nothing was clean, man.
But while we're sorting all that out, let's quickly break for a minute of the local news.
Hi, I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. Governor Kay Ivey is encouraging everyone to take part in the census. The deadline for the national census has been moved from October 31st to September 30th. Alabama could lose federal funding as well as a congressional seat if an accurate count is not made. Go to my2020census.gov to fill it out today. Montgomery police need your help to solve a murder that happened earlier this month. Authorities say Kennedy Rogers, Sr., was shot and killed in the 300 block of East Ogden Avenue on August 2nd. If you have any information that can help police, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Your tip could lead to a cash reward. The City of Montgomery and the Chamber of Commerce kicked off Eat MGM Restaurant Week with Food Truck Friday in downtown Montgomery. Local food truck vendors set up in Rotary Park and Montgomery Plaza during lunchtime. We're told today's event will be the first of many food-centric activities to come. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The immortal Kevin G is on line one. Hey, Kevin, good afternoon.
Hey, y'all. Talking about this guy named Duke. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who is the famous actor that was named the Duke?
John Wayne.
John Wayne. You're after you got a cookie. But how, you know where he got his name from is back when he started making his real old movies back in the 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He had a white horse, and his horse was named Duke. And that's how people dubbed him as being the Duke. A little bit of trivia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I did not know that part of the story.
Fascinating.
Yes.
I was going to bet everybody in that room knew that except one person.
Who? Elo, perhaps?
Elo! Man, that's my band. That dude is great.
All right, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, Kevin. Right.
Thanks, man. Thanks for letting me come back, dude. Every day. You let me hear.
I'm going to transfer this from the Rich Thomas file to the Seth Spotlow file.
You're incorrigible.
Oh, now I got to look up what incorrigible means.
Somebody got
homework. You know what? But that honesty is refreshing. You're not a phony in any way, shape, or form. You're a great guy.
Thank you, man.
And you look good today.
Hey, I need a shave, but you really look good. How's that finger doing, man? You've been sticking this in one? Places you shouldn't.
The one that I have now, not once, but twice, rammed a pizza cutter into at the very tip. It's not like if you get a cut in the middle of a fleshy part of your body, you put a Band-Aid on it, and it's done. But not me. No, I got to cut myself in a place that you literally have to mummify with bandages and stuff to stop the bleeding.
With a pizza cutter? Would you?
Because when I do something stupid, I go all the way.
Oh, yeah, man. That's
if you're
going to
be a bear, be a grizzly.
No half-hearted stupidity here.
No.
With a pizza cutter.
I'm an all-or-nothing kind of guy. Yeah,
I think we need to take the pizza cutter away from you.
This pizza. Oh, Dad, please don't.
We're gonna have to get him those kitty scissors.
Pizza cutter that's rubber.
Yeah. That's right.
States have the authority to fine or jail people who refuse coronavirus vaccine, attorney says. I saw this. I think it's Dershowitz that says this.
Really?
I am not totally sold on it.
Neither am I.
I don't know where in the Constitution that is authorized. And don't start with the greater good, please. I mean, that's
a new normal, Greg.
Yeah. All of those favorite commie talking points. If anybody could just name one society in the last 1,000 years that hasn't died at the hands of a socialist or communist government, please let me know.
Nothing.
In Germany, 30s Germany, doing what they did, what they're doing now. You've got a group out there smashing windows and telling people you got to do this or it's going to get worse. Sounds like the brown shirts of the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they sold socialism in Germany. And they were just getting started.
That's exactly right.
That's why, as the great and noted lawman Barney Fife says, nip it in the bud.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's grab this call from Joel.
Hey, I wanted to tell y'all, now there's a difference between looking good and good looking. You can be ugly as hell like me and look good, but you beautiful like Rosie, you good looking.
Oh, she's good. So, got a good point.
She likes long walks on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody told you yet breakfast. That you're good looking, so I'll tell you, Greg, you good looking.
Woo! You ain't getting that out of me.
No.
Thank you. I could provide considerable references.
Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, Joel.
We want references and what movie they went to.
You know, there's not too many people that can say, this is the point in my life where I absolutely look my best. I've got a picture somewhere in my Facebook photos. So how about if I look for that, huh?
Yes, please do.
You absolutely feel that's your best looking you've ever been captured on.
It is the moment, from that moment on in life.
Ooh.
Slight declines there. Let me see if I can find it quickly.
I see.
There's a picture of me and Jeff Sessions.
I see the Speedo one. That's not it.
No, it's not a Speedo picture.
Oh, wow. Oh, no, that's Rich.
Rich is a beefcake.
That's me with Ray Charles there.
Oh, wow.
Hammered on our butts that day. Let's see. That's me playing wiffle ball.
You look good in black.
Yes, here it is. That was the moment in my life where I could never look that good again.
Greg?
Agree?
No, I don't agree.
You look just like that.
I don't agree.
A little grayer.
No.
But just like that.
A few more pounds, maybe a wrinkle or two.
The few more pounds and the wrinkle or two. That picture there, you look a little Conway Twitty-ish.
Exactly.
A little young. I mean, just young.
You can have said anything.
Conway Twitty. I'm not saying nothing bad.
Conway Twitty was a hunk in country music.
Hello, darling. Yeah,
Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
A little bit there. Little bit.
Yeah, coming from Doughboy over here.
It's the good side of Conway Twitty.
Get the donut out of your mouth.
He doesn't have a donut in his mouth.
Oh, we'll have Jack Hamill come down.
You wait a few years.
They've been
just wait.
Oh, it ain't been a few years. I've been fat a long time.
No, I'm talking to him.
Fat.
Seth.
I don't care what my doctor says. I'm not fat either. I just need to lose a few pounds.
I'm just saying that looks really good. But it is. What year do you think that was, Greg? Do you know?
72. 19-
You're fired. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, they are continuing to work two accidents. One on I-65 northbound just past the Highway 80 interchange. It's all off in the center of the road there. Use caution and up in Wetumpka on Highway 14. Just as you pull into Wetumpka, there where 14 takes that left and goes around the city, right in front of the Marathon station. We had a crash there that has had things backed up for a little bit. Hopefully they've about got that out of the way, but just in case, use caution there. All over Montgomery, we've got a lot of traffic on the roads. Buckle up, drive carefully this afternoon. Any new accidents happen, we'll let you know about them right here. Well, Toyota, get you a Toyota. Create your own deal and buy your new Toyota online at ReinhartToyota.com. Buying a Toyota has never been easier. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a pep tree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's been an active week for showers and thunderstorms, and the risk of more storms will continue well into the evening hours before the storms fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could put on quite a show. Overnight low temperature tonight down to the mid-70s. Then for tomorrow, not as many storms around. I mean, they'll still be scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature Saturday in the low 90s. Then by Sunday, storms will be few and far between. Not as many to go around. More of a typical summer pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I got a gal with just one eye.
Yeah.
No depth of field, but sweet as pie. And I just don't carry on. If a vision isn't stereo. To me, she'll always be the tops. My sweet little cyclops. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. She's the one-eye. She's the one-eye love. Now you might wonder what she's thinking. It looks like she's winking. In arguments I yell and cry. But you just can't see the other side. It's worse than it looks, says her mother. Cause she's blind in one eye, blonde in the other. Well, she's the one-eye. She's the one-eye, one I love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one I love. Now how it happened, she just won't spill. Was it Scissor Sprint or William Tell? Well, the eye got put out and was never found. Gone to take a look around. My Columbo cutie, pop-pop pumpkin. Sammy Jr., Sandy Duncan. Oh, she's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love. She's the one-eye, one-eye, one-eye. She's the one-eye, one-eye love.
Same guy that does Toast. Friday afternoon, we're following the news. We're paying attention. We just try to keep it a little bit lighter on Friday. And so we have one pie that we can sell. East, if you're listening, we're holding one for you, and we have one more.
I haven't looked in the refrigerator.
I'll be back.
No, we do. There's two in there.
There's two?
One for East, and one if you want to pick it up, if you want to buy key lime pie. It's a bake sale.
Yeah.
Every freaking penny is going to my stepson's tuition. He's making the pie. I am the CEO.
Right.
And if you want me to help East get his, I can, because if memory serves me correctly, he
lives
in
Millbrook.
Yeah, he lives in Deansville. Yeah. So.
Rich leaves the Montgomery Advertiser here on the desk every morning. His weather is on the back of the front page. If you know that.
Oh.
Yeah. It was. Back in the sports section. Okay. Yes, there it is. Anyway, there's a story here about the census. Local census groups left scrambling. Door-to-door census window will make it harder to count black Hispanic residents. Why is that?
I have no idea. What I don't understand,
why is it everything is something that minorities can't do? Why are we always underestimating minorities to be able to do what they're...
Well, I think in the Hispanic community, I know a little bit about this because we had a Hispanic ministry at our church.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid, you know?
Afraid to open the door.
Right. Afraid to open the door.
To what?
Oh, yeah.
Are afraid they illegal?
Well, if they're illegal.
Yeah.
Well, they should be. If they are illegal, they don't belong here. I mean, do we have a law or not? Are we going to honor the law or not? Because for every person that's here and afraid, there are thousands who waited months and years and went through the system and the process or fled a crap hole country like Cuba in a raft to try and get here so they could witness this great American self-destruction with all these little 20-year-old twits who have no concept of what a great nation this is and how effing lucky they are to be in it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Little pricks and prickettes.
Okay. And who is this?
Can't use the other word.
Sure.
Maybe if we just hired better census takers.
Now what? It broke down my dishes.
But if we're feeling them out and mailing them in.
Hey,
take
this.
So you guys just fled the law.
What's that? Wait a minute, flathead. We just got a job. We're working for the census.
You mean Will Hayes?
No, the census. The census. We get 4 cents a name for taking the census.
Where are we going to get the census?
Yeah, where are we going to get them? I'll take care of that. Oh, oh! Now spread out. The more people we see, the more money we make.
Hold on a second.
A customer.
What a customer.
Come on. Okay. What's your name?
And your address.
What's more important, what's your phone number?
In there.
Wrong number. From now on, it's every man for himself.
Last night.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Yeah.
Good morning, sir. I'm the census taker. Are you married or happy? Married.
Yep.
Little census fun. Actually, that's a short that came out in the, I think in the 30s, late 30s. But there was no, oh, and there's, It's 4:34. Let's Ragtop. Ragtop. Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
How have you been?
You know, never mind me. Enough about me. How are you? Tell us your
looks. I'm good. I'm good.
You look great today.
Okay. I have a request.
Yes?
Okay. Okay.
I want to hear Strange Magic by ELO.
You look even better than you did a minute ago.
So you want to hear ELO, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I heard that dude was now, great.
That's funny.
Actually, I want to hear Wiper Blade.
Wiper Blade. Got it. Yeah, you may need him this afternoon.
Yep.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's another Haywood Banks tune. He's a pretty funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too, hey, Ragtop. You made her afternoon with that cute little.
Ooh, how about some discount Dracula?
Ah, we have brought him back at the middle of August. He comes back every year. Sets up shop. At where the Circuit City used to be. Yeah, that's Haywood Banks, the guy that does Toast, and one I love. I got another one called Taser Again.
Oh!
What time
pretty talented guy. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination for the last 50 years, now starting their second half century and sticking with the things that made them great. An enormous warehouse, stock. Oh, all right. It looks like it's about three stories tall,
yeah,
at least.
Does.
With choices in all types and styles of flooring. Everything is wholesale. All of it stock. All of that inventory has come in straight from the manufacturer. Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers will ask you when you come in what you're looking to see or what you're thinking about doing, what's your approximate budget, and then they'll take it to the choices you'll have. You'll pick one out and know that it's going to be installed by one of their people. Georgia Floors Direct has their own installers. So from the moment you walk in and pick out your flooring to the moment you're standing over it, with your arms proudly folded across your bosom, it's a Georgia Floors Direct experience.
Sorry.
No, right? I mean, isn't that how you stand when you have something installed?
Yeah. Yes, you stand, you stand there very inspector-like. I just never thought about the wording.
Yeah, man.
That's why I have this job.
Hey, good guy. So many
people think, I've never heard it put that way before.
Yeah.
That's my goal in life. Anyway, it's a great group of people. We've had so much work done by them. And you can't be in this town for more than 10 seconds without standing on a floor that came from that warehouse on the boulevard across some Lowe's. Georgia Floors Direct.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery has always been Central Alabama's go-to for custom decorated apparel. Now, in light of the continued challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, we're truly in unprecedented times where you and your family's safety is paramount. As a result, we are all being asked to don new apparel in the form of face coverings. With this new challenge to protect our community, AKD has pivoted and is now offering masks in a multitude of colors and styles. Whether you're looking for a cotton mask with your company or school logo or a multicolor sublimated mask, AKD is your one-stop shop for all of your face covering needs. Their team is truly committed to serving Montgomery's River region with timely turnaround and competitive pricing. And they've even set up a custom design center for masks on their newly launched website. So if it's masks you need, AKD's got you covered. Start designing today at goakd.com or give one of their friendly team members a call at 277-8433 for their Montgomery office or 361-2133 for their Prattville location.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, we have some congestion. Troy Highway at East South Boulevard. Norman Bridge Road, busy outbound to East South Boulevard. Northeast Boulevard, busy. Ware's Ferry up to Wetumpka Highway. Atlanta Highway, a lot of action there this afternoon. Everywhere else, light to moderate, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. They're still working that accident on Highway 14 right as you get into Wetumpka at the Marathon. But other than that, we don't have any accidents in the area to tell you about at this time. Buckle up, drive carefully. very busy out there everywhere this afternoon. It's back to school time, and Premier Place has it all. Shop It's Fashion, GNC, T-Mobile, Goodwill, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jake.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you haven't needed them yet this afternoon, there's a pretty good chance you might. Before all is said and done, as another line of storms is working its way in our direction from the west in honor of wiper blades. And I don't like to play songs like that on days where it's actually rained. This doesn't make sense in a drought. That is coming up next on All Request Friday. Now, somebody found a copy of the Boom magazine with the August column entitled The House on Beard Court. I was asked to read this one on the air, but yes. That was yesterday, and
we got another request today.
A few people called, but I need three or four.
Oh, it won't take long.
Encourage me to read the damn thing, so we got to get a hold of Jay Quinlan. I think we'll try and get her at 5:05.
Please call and ask him to read this.
Jay Quinlan.
Yes.
Because...
Well, if she calls and tells me, you know I'll do it. She's got that command thing going on. You know,
oh, yeah.
That's Jacqueline. That's what makes her great. So wiper blades in just a moment. Rich's forecast in just 1 minute.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years. Quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Here in Alabama, we know strong borders and tough immigration laws keep our country safe. What part of this does Senator Doug Jones not understand? In Washington, Senator Jones joined D.C. liberals and voted against $25 billion to build a wall on our southern border. Jones even said,
I'm not going to give wall money just to give wall money.
It's part of a pattern. Jones even voted against declaring an illegal immigration emergency at the Mexican border, once again trying to stop us from building a wall. Senator Jones needs to get tough on border security. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to support S-53, the Wall Act of 2019, and vote to fully fund the border wall. Because border security is national security. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
All the crazies come out on Shirtless Weatherman Friday. Rusty?
I resemble that remark.
Oh, why? Let's go fishing.
Yeah. That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
And you look good, too. You know?
Hey.
Heard the Three Stooges bit a while ago, and while you were playing it, I could just see it in my mind. Did you catch the hit reference that they had for that time in there?
More important, what's your phone number?
That's a good one. But the one I was thinking about is we're working for the census. And he says, Will Hayes?
Oh, yeah, that.
But Will Hayes.
Only people like you and me understand what Will. Do you know what Will Hayes is referencing?
Not a clue, dude. Who is Will Hayes?
He was the censor of Hollywood films.
Oh!
In those days.
Yeah.
There was a censor?
Yeah. The Hayes Commission was the name of it.
He came up the early 30s because up until then, you could actually see a little nudity in movies once in a while and language. Yeah, and he came in, and it's real, real archaic the way it's written now, and the stuff that he's outlawing is very, very tame. But for the time, he was, you know, just trying to help people.
Yeah.
But you know, they did stuff like it, like the Warner Brother cartoons. They had references to the time in there. I know I'm going off the deep end here, but you remember the one where Bugs Bunny is fighting the gorilla to take up money with the hurdy-gurdy?
I remember.
He says, I hope Petrillo doesn't hear about this. Well, Petrillo was in charge of all the theaters in New York as far as the music and the licensing went.
Mm.
And, you know, it's just, those were made for adults, and the Stooges were too, you know. But Yeah, me and Greg, there's a 12-step program for us, but we just ain't found it yet.
They're funny.
All right, man. Y'all have a good weekend.
And take
women
care, bud.
Women who let you watch the Stooges are marriage material. 444.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's been an active week for showers and thunderstorms, and the risk of more storms will continue well into the evening hours before the storms fade out in the overnight hours tonight. Some of the storms could put on quite a show. Overnight low temperature tonight down to the mid-70s. Then for tomorrow, not as many storms around. I mean, they'll still be scattered around in the afternoon and evening hours. High temperature Saturday in the low 90s. Then by Sunday, storms will be few and far between. Not as many to go around. More of a typical summer pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Winter's here with all the ice and snow, and the surly slush upon the road. The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. Salty spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper fluid. Expressway 80 mph. I can make out headlights, taillights, frosted shapes. But down by the dash is a clearing where both blades do scrape. I can see fine if I lay on the passenger seat. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. My whipper, whipper, whipper blades. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper blades.
Take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I hate it when this happens, but I just found out it's LaDonna Brooks' birthday.
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday, LaDonna.
Why don't I get this information on Facebook? Don't they have a thing that I used to see that every day?
Aren't you friends with LaDonna? I know you are.
Yeah.
On Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, man. Go on her page, and there's a way that you can make it so you see her first.
Oh, you're used to getting the notifications.
Yes.
Oh.
We'll have to look at your Facebook thing.
Yeah.
Probably just got the fat finger of the settings. I've done that.
She wants to hear what Southern women say. Episode 12 or whatever we pick. And we have to. We have to give her the birthday salute.
Oh, but of course. Oh,
of course.
We're very tight for time here at 449. Cooter?
Yes, sir. First for Rosie. I about fell out of my chair. You may have to go back. If you don't believe it, go back and listen to the podcast. When at the beginning of the show, you were talking about sneaking a hoe in dressed up like a player.
Yeah.
And Rosie said, get a grip on yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just got that. Thanks to you, Cooter. So glad you called today with that.
Yes, sir.
You look good today, man.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously, you ain't seen him.
Eddie, you look a little chubby.
And Greg.
The biggest and best realtor in town.
Greg, read the damn thing already.
Okay.
And for Eddie?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, I got nothing, man.
All right, that's fine, Cooter.
All right, later, guys.
Donut.
All right. Let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
And great big thunderstorm right back at you.
You got that going on?
I was tied to what?
Is it storming where you're at?
Well, where I am at the moment, there is sunshine, but in the 360-degree direction all around me, there are really dark clouds. So I figure it's just a matter of time,
yep. And
then we're going to get wet. So I was going to call in and request the Jim Gaffigan bacon bits with a side of rub some bacon on it. But I'd much rather like to have story time with Uncle Greg.
Oh.
Yay!
I want Uncle Greg to weep us always.
Okay, but I have to wait till after 5 o'clock.
Okay. I can wait. I'll sit on my hand.
Goodbye.
I can stand in the corner. If you want me to stand in the corner, I can do that.
Goodbye, Master Thespian. Yes, bye. Much appreciated.
There are some storms a little south of us right now. Pretty nice-sized red ones.
All right, I'll take a look. It's not that I don't believe you, but I want verification.
Hey, man, I hear you.
I remember that from the movie Tora, 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 where this commanding officer, he's told that we had fired on an enemy submarine. He says, I want verification. By the time he gets to the naval office at Pearl Harbor, they're being bombed. And the guy, you want verification? There's your verification. That was really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the movie. Yeah, there is one. That's way south. That's about Midway. That's down by Raymer. Any houses for sale in Raymer? Usually,
yes, there are.
Right off the top of your head.
There's a couple in Raymer. A lot of people are actually moving that way, man, getting out of big cities.
You know what? I think that's the place, if I were to build.
Yeah.
It would be down that way a little bit. Oh, so Biloxi.
Biloxi Gambler, yeah. Never put your real birthday on Facebook. That's not why I called. Now, Rosie told you somebody already called in and asked you to read the article. Now, that was me, and now I'm telling you on the phone to read the article because this works just like mail-in voting. I get to vote as many times
as
I want. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hey, I think we're going to have Diamond and Silk on the show next week.
What?
Really?
Wednesday at 3:30.
Sweet.
All right. Yeah.
Yes. That's how awesome. Did that happen?
Because
you are the man. We all know that. And you look good.
That's
wait.
The reason.
There you go.
Diamond and Silk saw my picture and said, we want him.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to come
which
here.
Which picture, Greg?
That one we were looking at. That was
the one from 1972. I'm still pissed at you for that. Spotlow.
I might have to show up a little early on Wednesday.
All right. And we have all the pies sold?
Yes. Sharon's coming to get the extra one that we had tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and East.
We're going to have 4 more tomorrow.
Okay, and East is on his way.
Okay.
Is he cool?
So,
you know, pick one up for dinner tonight. We have one.
Yeah, okay.
If Sharon's coming tomorrow.
Sharon's coming tomorrow.
Okay.
So you, the 4 that you have tomorrow.
This is a local grocery store flyer. You see that key lime pie? That is not a key lime pie.
No.
Key lime
no.
pie is not green. It's not. It's yellow. Ours is made with 5 eggs. It is a very firm custard used with real key lime juice.
Yes.
We treat the crust to give it a little extra flavor. It's not just something we slop together. This is a joke. And they want $7.99 for that.
Well, go to any restaurant for a pie of just like what you've got. That's a $30 pie.
Oh, yeah.
It's $8 a slice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
You cook it, right? I mean, it's got like 5 eggs in it.
Everything, yes.
Yes, it's
we make them all, one at a time. No mass production. Each one is made with love.
Oh.
And you're help putting a really great kid.
By a gorgeous redhead.
Woo!
Through AUM, where great professors like Master Thespian come from.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Gulf Statesville Building in Wetumpka, what an awesome company. The work they do, in many cases, it's heartbreaking stuff that they have to confront. People who are living normal lives found themselves in a car wreck, the victim of some type of accident, a slip and fall. Sometimes, I know one of their more recent cases was somebody that was trying to do something at home, and you got to watch out for those ladders, man. Call Mr. Electric, call somebody that works on those things, because they can be, they can require months and months of recovery, slips and falls involving those.
Yes.
But when those situations occur, Gulf States Mobility is there to step in and facilitate as much choice restoration and mobility as possible. They've even done it for people who have permanent issues. Some were told by a driver years, or by a doctor years ago, you'll never be able to drive again. And now can, thanks to digital technologies. Again, one of the best uses of the digital age, giving people a chance to do the most important thing, something we won't miss until we don't have it, and that is the ability to do for ourselves, to make a schedule and not have to depend on somebody else to have to keep it for us. They do important work. It's 514-6590 is their number. They hope, we hope, you never have to call them for the reason they're in business, but if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka, 1647 Coosa River Parkway. 455.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic checking the highways for you this afternoon. We're very busy on East South Boulevard right now, Norman Bridge and Fairview Avenue, Northeast Boulevard and the Wetumpka Highway, all the 31s, a lot of outbound traffic this afternoon. We have no accidents in us to pass along to you around the Montgomery area. I-65 and 85 look good through downtown Montgomery. If you're traveling I-65 southbound, or northbound into Montgomery, down below Hope Hall, we've had an incident of some kind. Both lanes of traffic have a lot of slow traffic. You're going to be delayed just a bit below Hope Hall if you're headed outbound this afternoon on 65 South. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. Reinhart Used Car Super Center has an incredible selection of SUVs, small, medium, or large. Choose your perfect SUV at Reinhart Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stewart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time. And we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter, Allie. And we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person. Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could...